Friends, the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, introduced the concept of making offerings to Jehovah, the invisible, true, living God, our Creator. The first two sons of Adam and Eve were Cain and Abel. They had a natural consciousness of the presence of the invisible, sovereign, and holy Creator. They sensed the need to present offerings of worship and gratitude to Him. Their offerings reflected human dependence on divine provision and care. Even then, not all offerings were acceptable to God. Abel presented his offering with the right attitude of mind and heart. Cain's rebellion and arrogant attitude were manifested by his self-centered and murderous reaction to the rejection of his offering. In contrast, the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis describes an orderly and acceptable offering by Noah after the flood. We read, "Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took some of every clean animal and some of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And when the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma, the Lord said in his heart, 'I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease.'" Friends, these words tell us more than a description of Noah's offering of clean animals and birds. They assure us of God's goodness and mercy towards our rebellious human race. The Lord announced, "I will never again curse the ground because of man, for the intention of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I ever again strike down every living creature as I have done." Later, we read of God's promise to preserve and save our sinful humanity from total self-destruction. The ever-recurring rainbow sign provides assurance of God's faithfulness to His saving promise. Still, the corruption of man's heart and mind expressed itself in the rise of false religions and the worship of false gods, imagined and shaped by the twisted and corrupted mind of sinful man. Yet God's saving, sovereign grace continued to triumph over human depravity. A remnant of faithful believers was preserved throughout the ages. They were enlightened to humbly pursue the true worship of the living God. Abraham, the father of all believers, had to realize that offering even his miraculously conceived son would not atone for sin. It became clear that redemption and remission of sin can only be accomplished by God Himself. The Bible records how the Lord Himself gradually revealed His wonderfully gracious plan to provide the real acceptable means for forgiveness of sin. Through His faithful servant Moses, He revealed the detailed ceremonial law. The entire ceremonial system of priests presenting animal sacrifices symbolized and foreshadowed God's own act through the promised Messiah. The Messiah's priestly sacrifice perfectly met the Lord's own holy and just requirement for man's redemption. The 10th chapter of the Apostolic Epistle to the Hebrews tells us, "And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ, that is the Messiah, had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by a single offering, he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified. Hallelujah.